We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We are starting approximately 10-11 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The first words on the line of Eloi Sarfin, we're starting from Bayer Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. A new Shaila. Bayer Rav Shimon is continuing the sugyas of Hechsher, but a new sugya. Bayer Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Sarid Shel Menachos. So you have here a mincha, and most of the mincha is mixed with oil, so therefore it becomes Huchshul Atoma, the flour, because it has oil on it, which is one of the Zayimashkin. Oil is one of the Zayimashkin. But you have a few clumps that don't have oil. The oil does not reach the flour. It's called a Tzarid. Tzarid means something dry. So Tzarid Shel Menachos, the question of Shlakash is, Mayinim Barisha Vesheini or Ain Mayinim Barisha Vesheini? So what's the Shaila? You should ask if it's Bekabel Tumah now. But it's not a Shaila. Why? Because there's something called Chibas Hektish. The Chibas Hektish means the preciousness of Hektish and the love of Hektish makes it into a Mekabel Tumah. But the question is, does that make it into a Tumah that can be transmitted as well? Is it such a Huchshul Tumah that even can transmit Tumah or not? Mayim Arishim Vashayni, Ayim Arishim Vashayni.
What's the option?
No, maybe it's Mekabel Tumah, but it can't transmit Tumah, so it'll be Tumah, you won't be able to eat it. Right, it won't be anything, it'll be just Tumah, and just can't transmit. So it'll be even, it's not a reason Shani Sushi Ravi, it's nothing. It's neither.
It's
Tumah, you can't eat it. Yeah, let me just think, maybe, yeah. It's Tumah, you can't transmit. Because who said, it's not Hochshul Maisa. In the Welt of Rishon Shani, it's not Hochshul. So that's the question, could it transmit Tumah? Kima Hanyu Chibes Hektesh Lef Sule Gufei. Maybe just to become possible itself. The mimna of Rishon Vashani Loi. By Dilma Loi Shno, maybe it's the same thing. It can also make Rishon Vashani. That was a Shaila of Rish Lakish. When you have over here something that only becomes Hochshur, either Chibas Hektish, is that the same level as water or oil? Or not? That's the question. So Rav Lazar heard the Shaila. I'm Rav Lazar. Toshima, I'll bring you right from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mekola Oichel Asher Ya'okel Asher Yovel of Mayim Yitma. Any Oichel that you eat, the Yovel of Mayim, will come Tomei. Yitma. So he says, look, oichel above mayim hukshur. Oichel shem mayim hukshur. It needs water. This doesn't have water. It's not hukshur. So Gemara says back, otu Rav Shimon ben Lakish less the oichel above mayim. Rav Lakish knows the pasuk they need mayim for hukshur. But here, Rav Shimon ben Lakish hachikam abayolei. Chibes hektish ke oichel above mayim dami yoloi. Like what's Rav Lakish bringing a raya? Rav bringing a raya. Look, it's only hukshur b'mayim. Zakti Gemara, Rav Lakish didn't have that shayla. He knows that it's not mayim, it's chibas hektish. The question is chibas hektish like water or not? So what do Rav Lakish mean with the raya from this pasuk? Zakti Gemara, no, very geshmak. Rav Lakish nami mituri kroye kama mechti. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, if you're learning the chumash there, you're always bothered about this question. The pasuk we call oichas yachel, episode first in the parasha, it says that any oichel that has water on it, it's yitma. Rashi has a long rashi there and explains that the something is Hechshul Tumah. Four psukim later, it says, V'chiyuta an mayim al zera, v'nafum revlasim alav, tamiyu lechem. So why is it repeat over the halacha of Hechshul twice within four psukim? So let's not make two of the kroy kama. Mech, niksiv v'chiyuta mayim al zera. So what's mekola oichash yachal amali? Why need this pasuk for? Elamai, what's it teaching us? Talk tomorrow on base. Lav. Lemute chibas hektish. We're coming to exclude that dafka mayim makes Hechshul, full Hechshul, and not chibas hektish. So that was my ride. But I was saying my ride like this: that you have a question, you have a makar. Obviously, we'll see later on in the Gemara. It could be it's a pasuk in the Torah. It teaches us chibas hektish does hechsher, but maybe only does hechsher to become tamei itself and not to transmit tamei. Now, where would I get that from? Because it says twice in the Torah you have to have mayim. Why is it repeating it twice? It must be to tell us mayim dafka finished. Only mayim. If it's not mayim, it can't transmit tamei. Very good shmak. That was Rav Lazar's ride. So tomorrow, no, I'm going to answer your ride. You know why two psukim? Which is a good kasha. Why need two psukim? Look, chad b'tumas meis, v'chad b'tumas sheretz. One is a case where it's a tumas meis. Let's say tumas meis touches the gourd that was not hochshur, and one was tumas sheretz touches the gourd that was not hochshur. I need a pasuk for each one to say that needs hechshur. Why? V'tzrichi. D'yashmir tumas meis. If it says Tumas Meis needs Hechsher, Hashem would buy Hechsher, Meshum the Loim Tama Kadasha. It's not so Chomer. It needs Kazayis to make Tumah by Meis. So it's not so Chomer. Aval Sheretz, the Metama Bekadasha, Kadasha is a lentil, much smaller than a Kazayis, much smaller than an olive. Aval Sheretz, the Metama Bekadasha, Emeloy, it's so Chomer, maybe it doesn't need Hechsher. It can Metama something, even that thing doesn't have Hechsher because it's so Chomer, it's Metama Bekadasha. Emeloy will buy Hechsher. Viashmin and Sheretz, it only said Sheretz. Meshum the loy metame tumas shiva. because that's not so chomer. It doesn't have tumah of 7 days. I'm amazed if a tumah of tumah shiva doesn't need hechsher. I mean, loyal by hechsher. Tzricha. That's in two pesukim. One for tumah sheretz, one for tumah meis. And Rashi speaks out, even though both pesukim are in the parish of sheretz, but it's an extra pasuk. I mean, in Indian for sheretz, usually for tumah meis. So the bottom line is, it was not a raya, because we want to be a raya if it says twice the din of mayim is coming to exclude chibas hektish. On that, we say no. That one's for sheretz and one's for meis. Mosiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks a kash like this. It says in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer hukshuru b'shchita. Our Mishnah says that if you shecht a behema, there's no dam. So it says there that you can eat with your dayim misavos. Why? Because it's not hukshur otoma. And that Rav Shimon says no. That hukshur with the shchita. That's what Rav Shimon says. Hukshuru b'shchita. And over there we know hukshur afil mimnu v'rish v'sheni. Then we know it could be even Rishu Shani. How do we know? Because it says, the nidin there is to eat it with your hands that are shniyas. So obviously it's coming ashlishi. You see that with handling transmitting Toma. And there it's not Mayim. The Chayra, what Rav Loz is telling Rosh Lakish is, it's a din dafka b'mayim. That's the only way you can transmit Toma. One of the seven mashkin. You need one of the seven mashkin. But here you find that, and this is similar to Achivas Hekdash type of din, Huch Shuru B'Shchita makes Hekshar. So just like here you find it could transmit also, so by Achivas Hekdash as well. Like you see clear in the Mishnah that it can transmit to him, it's not Oichabam Mayimu, so it's a Raya to the Shiloh. It's not a Raya. Why? Here's the Rabbanon. Asu Kehekshar Mayim B'Rabbanon. The Mishnah is talking about Midrabbana, not Midraisa. It's Midrabbana that it does makes Hechshir. That's the answer to our Mishnah. Mishnah Takas Mashva could transmit to him even about Mayim. There it is. There's the Rabbana. Let's try bringing another Raya. Omer Abzer, Toshima. We bring another Raya from a Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, where it says over there like this. Haboitze Legas. What you're doing is, this is an Amma Oretz, and the question is it Hukshul Tuma yet? So it says, you're harvesting legas to bring the grapes to the press. When you bring grapes to the press, you don't want to lose any of the liquid. So even though some liquid puddles inside your bucket, it's not something you want. So aboitza legas, shami oimer hukshur. It's hukshur. Hill amale hukshur. So first Hill said that loy hukshur. Why? Because it's haylech le'ibud that liquid is not turning into wine. That liquid is going to the garbage. I don't want it to come out. The whole thing's one big mistake. V'shasik lei, when it comes out, then it drips out, it's going to ibud, so it's a mistake. I don't want it to come out. But l'mayisav shasik lei hilo shamay. At the end of the day, hilo was maskim to shamay. Now, why was his hilo maskim to shamay? Because it says it's a gzeira, otu, you might do the betzira, do the harvesting in these kupois that are muzuvafais, that are sealed. And if they're sealed, then all liquid will stay in, and then when I bring it to the gas, I'll pour into the gas. Then I do want that liquid, I'm going to save that liquid. So a little bit have a shame liquid. And the kash is, halava echaba mayimu, and this is not echaba baba mayimu, and somehow we knew over there that it's hukshur even to transmit tumah. It sounds like it's hukshur for everything. That's what it sounds like over there. It's a regular hechshur, because there we're considering it liquid, and it's a hechshur. And the problem is that since it's halach le'ibud, how can you call that mayim? It's not mayim, it's a new din. And still you see it transmits tumah. That's the question. It's an interesting riot. It's Amalei. We'll speak out Tais in a second. Amalei Abaya Asua Kehech Shemayim B'Drabbana. No, they also Zolim B'Drabbana. Frank Tais is a simple kasha. What's the riot from here? I'll tell you why it's regular hechsher. Because why do we say it's hechsher? I tell you what Teretz is. Because we worried he might use Kalim Mizufafos. On that size Kalim Mizufafos, then it's mamish real wine. Because real wine, it's real Zayimashkin. As I Frank Tais is different maskal masiv. In the middle of masiv, it's few lines in the Tais is masiv and Taimah. Him came. My parich mehaboitzer legas. So also now we have a time a kilu huchsha b'yayin. Can fires for kamos shabbos? Shem yivtzrano b'kupois muzufavos. So he says the earth's like my yayin. What's the problem? Yeshloi madhoch kama. He's answered like this. Kibum deraisa leyeshkan hechsha b'loy mashke. If you tell me deraisa, there's no such thing as hechsha without mashke. So boitzel gas, the ozel ibud, which is not called mashke, rabbanu wouldn't be zera, mamas not like the deraisa. You have to find the idea in the deraisa that even non-liquids could do hechser, then I can make this gzera. But if I find the vel, there's no such thing as hechser without real mayim, I wouldn't make the gzera even. That's one's time. That was the right. And the Gemara answer is no, it's the right bottom. So far what we had is this. Shlokas are shayla, schibas hektish, it becomes hukhsha enough to become tama, it could have transmitted tama. So we said that we brought Charbi Araya from two places. From our Mishnah says hukhsha v'shchita, which is not mayim, and here by bites of the gas. And we answered, no, it's the rabbanon. Zok Rav Yosef, okay, so we have a pshitas. So I'm with the rabbanon, it's tama. Omer Rav Yosef. You said you made a kach shemayim. Vamloch Rabzer brought your raya. Varmet lahasu kach shemayim. The Rabbanon made a kach shemayim. Lo shlokas nami. So it was similar lokas nami. Asu kach shemayim. There's the answer. Your question is, could you try to tell me? Yes. The Rabbanon. So the Gemara, that wasn't Rishlokas shaila. Only author of similar lokas litlis come by. You think he thought he's going to eat the mincha? No, he knew it's an or the mincha transmits to him. The next thing, you think the gourd it touched. You think he thought if that gourd's truma, you can eat it? No, litlis come by. He litlis come by. Can by litlis. He wants to think he could burn it like this. Rishlokas knew that midrabanon it transmitted to him. He knew that. His question was, does it transmit Tumah Midaraisa? What's the nafkamina? Could you burn the Truma if it comes Tumah? That was the Shaila. His Shaila wasn't in the Deraisa. He knew the Derabanan. His Shaila wasn't in the Deraisa. That was the Shaila. And that you don't have a riot to, because all his places can say Derabanan. He can boil it, so I have to burn it. So that's the Shaila, the Shmak. Now the Gemara just now interjects, okay, so your Shaila is Deraisa. That means you hold Chibas Hekdesh is Deraisa, obviously. If your Shaila is in a Deraisa, that means that you hold that becomes Tumah is Vade Deraisa. If it's from the pasuk that says, "Va'basar asheyiga b'chol tamei," so like this, in the pasuk it says, "Va'basar asheyiga b'chol tamei lo yachal be'ish yisarif." This is talking about kachim. You're actually going to shlomim there. So it says there that a basar that touched any tamei, the loch is you have to burn it. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it. So high basar the skasher amai. We're trying to make a raya that chibas hekesh is deraisa. Because Mora has a kasha with this. How did that basa become hukshar? B'mai. Ilay me this kasha v'dam. If it became hukshar from the dam of the shchita, that's not true. Because dam shchita of kachem is different. B'om rab chiyah ba'ab, b'om v'yechonam, b'nai on dam kachem she'ena ma'achshar. How do you know dam of kachem is that ma'achshar? Shenema, it says in the pasuk, that how do we know that dam shchita is ma'achshar? How do we know? Spill it on the floor like water. And when you darshan, dam anishbach kamayim machshir. Only if it's dam that you don't mind spilling on the floor is machshir. She'en nishbach kamayim. Something that you don't spill on the floor, ain't a machshir. It's not considered hechshir. And by kachem, if you don't spill the dam on the floor, you have to makabel it to make zrika. So that can't be the hechshir. So again, since basa shigib chal tameh, how did basa become tameh? Elo, this kasher v'mashke beis mitbechaya. Maybe there were some juices in the shlachtoys of the beis mikdash, in the place where they shecht the behema in the azara. There's always liquids around. There's water, everything there. So that was machshir. So there was no. But Amar Rav Yisrael Chanina, mashke beis mitbechaya. Lo yidayin shein dochi. Not only is it not makabel tumah, elo she'ei machshirim. It's not machshir. He says that mayim and mashkim in the base of Metuchaya is not machshir. Now, why is it not machshir? What's the heck you do this thing saying not machshir? So it's a big shiloh. One of the ways we know, one of the pshatim are that there's a machloikis if mayim tulushim is machshir. Maybe only mayim mechubarim, like a lake or a nar is machshir. Maybe not mayim tulushim. It's only the rabbanon. Since only the rabbon, mayim tulushim means mayim that's not attached to a river, to a water source, a spring. If it's
where
separated,
huh? Where does the water come from?
No, it comes from a mayim, but now it's separate. It's tulushim. It's talush. It's separated. So kuvi is only the rabbon. Since only the rabbon, so in the Beis Mikdash they didn't want to be moisef tuma. So they said it's not machshir. That's one of the mahalachim. Another mahalach is that it's the rice of mayim tulushim is metame. So how do they do this? The loch moisef Sinai. That mayim in the Beis Mikdash is not machshir. So it can't be mashki based with Tukhaya because Rabbi Yisroch said that it's not machshir. V'chitema, maybe he's going on dam, because you said dam taka and based mikdash is not machshir. Why not? Alor is v'chenu kamayim, and this is not kamayim. V'chitema, tegumah adam, but mashki comes. Is mashki? Elalav must be this kasha bechibas hektish. It must be it was kasha bechibas hektish. That it was it must be chibas hektish makes hektish. Because why? How else? How else become tame? How else? How else become tame? So how else become hoksha? Right. That's how else. It can't be the dam because dam doesn't work, and it can't be the water in the basement because it doesn't work. Break my charusa kasha. He says, what do you mean? Maybe. Maybe he's talking about actually he's talking about Shlomo there. You let each Shlomo around the whole all your Shlomo. You brought it out of the Azara into your Shlomo and you spilled water on it. It's only in the Beis Hamikdash there's no water. So if simple Eitzah, who said Chivas Hektish? Mamash Bam Bakasha. Lamaisa, it bothered me very much as Kasha. I went searching for the Kasha and I found a Reish Yosef. He actually stole to a Rashi in Mesechtas Psachim Daf Chaf Amar Aleph that actually says such a thing. That it could be you could bring it around the whole Yerushalayim. So Zokter Reish Yosef is such a thing. He says in Ayin Chum what he says at Lagavi. He even says such idea. So Zokter Reish Yosef, it sounds like every boss is kachim, even kachim kachim, which only stays in Nazara, and that's what a Rai is. That's what Reish Yosef speaks out. The Marid Reish Yosef. Zokter Gemara Vayter. Right, the Marakash like this, well, Yeah, the whole Azara coins. Anything in the basement. Because the reason why they weren't, that it said nothing is Hokshir, they didn't want to have a lot of Tumah. So they is the Lachmashina or the Rabban, let's say it's Lachmashina. So Lachmashina is that no Mayim is Metame, and it's not Machshir, and it doesn't become Tame, all these things. So the Maravaiter must be Chibas Hekash. Right, the Marakash, maybe, what's the Raya? But Domekahu Domashmuel. Domekahu Domashmuel. I have a case. Going, maybe, see, the funny thing, the Mara even has a tzad, that's signed by Shlomim. So it says, maybe we're going to parash al zivchei Shlomim. But this Eitzah also works for a kach, kachim, so that's why it's a better kash here. The Gemara says, I have an Eitzah. Maybe Tachkib is hektish. Maybe it was a parash al zivchei Shlomim. The avira benachal. And before you shechted it, you put it into the water. Why? Because when you put something into water before shechita, it's easier to skin it. And the Rashi says that we're talking about a zivchei shlomo because there it makes sense that the owner would do that because he's getting the skins. So and he eats the bas also. So he wants to separate evenly. He wants a good rib steak and he wants the skin. So therefore he has an incentive to bring it to the water. That's why it says zivchei shlomo. So it's par zivchei shlomo. That's why the Gemara says not dafke. Same eitzah could be same thing could be by kachukach also. So maybe it was a part of the Islam, and Vavir benach he brought into the water and then shachta he shechted vaday masket teveichle. There still was water in it. So maybe that's how it became hochsher. That's the Gemara's kasha, can you huh?
It's called
kiyutan. Yeah, you put the water on purpose. Because it starts baratzon, right? Because once the water comes baratzon, then that's enough. It starts off baratzon, tchila baratzon. We had before even stick your hands in baratzon. It's enough. Tchila baratzon is enough. So agav over here, you see, mayim tlushim will be machsher. That's toisus on toisus rachma dayim mash tveyachla. Pirush v'kuntur is toisus. But nafal mina ar lebasa. The kasha prushim we can't have a tlushin and doesn't stem. I in toisus that the handle is shail of tlushin. But in any case, himar's kasha is I have a itza that it dripped off the behemo because it was all wet. So now we don't have a raya anymore. Chibas hektish because we slogged it up. We have a itza. Have a pasuk of abasa, which is be a kacha kacha moso. It's better than the reish yosef shaila. Let's be a kacha kacha moso. Any behemo they put into the water before now dripped down. So what's the Raya Chibas Hektish does Heksha? Because we're looking for a Deraisa. Because remember, it's like a Shiloh, if it transmits Tumah, it's in a Deraisa. Elam is Seifa. Elam is Seifa. It says in the Seifa of that, Seifa of the Braisa of Abbasar, L'Rabbis Eitzim V'Levoino. It says Abbasar is Marba Eitzim V'Levoino. That it says Vakol, it's the end of that pasuk. Sefer means right now the end of the brayse. End of that pasuk. There's two part of pasuk. Habasa you call tamei lo yechal beisar vahabasa call tar yechabasa. So it means sefer of the pasuk. Vahabasa lo rabbis eitzim vilevoina. It's marba that even eitzim vilevoina, even those things with kabel tuma. Even though eitzim vilevoina are wood, a wood can't be kabel tuma. It's not food. Habasa makes it into food. It gives it hekshu, mashlo oichel, makes it oichel. Hachinami, chibas hektish, machshorosos. That's the makar for the raisa that is chibas hektish. And now the Gemara goes, returns to the shayla. May, on top of Laman Zayim Ralph. Kima hanyi chibas hektish, lepoislo, lepsul de gufa, to make it possible itself. Avnunna vei rishu vashayni loy. But make rishu vashayni not. I don't know, loishno. Maybe it can't. It's the same thing as every hechsher. Not only has become possible gufa, it also can transmit tuma. So shaila could transmit tuma or not. And the derisa teiku, we blive with a shaila of the teiku. So that's what comes out from the Shemak Amad. The takeaway is that Avada, Chibas Hekdash is Machshem Midaraisa. And therefore, the thing itself becomes Kamikabo Toma. To transmit Toma, Vada Midarabonon does transmit Toma Midarabonon. Shaila is Daraisa or not, that's Shaila Rosh Lakish, which he stays with a takeaway.